We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall off an open hand in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know. I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
Stop f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. That big intro and this song can mean only one thing. Dono's here. What?
That works.
5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we've decided to get super extra funky when we bring on J. Fig for her Searing Pain movie reviews, because Dono was such a good radio partner for the last 4 or 5 weeks while Crowder was on paternity leave. We told Dono, you should stop on by as well. So we'll start with Figgy. Hello, Figgy.
As much as I love Dono, Crowder's back!
Crowder's back, everybody!
Missed you.
Missed all of y'all. Love all of y'all. Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back.
And Dono, you did a great job filling in for Crowder.
He sure
Thank
did.
Thank you. And I'm glad Crowder took 17 weeks of paternity so I could have a chance to do some radio again. I haven't forgotten Crowder. When my son was born, I took a
Go
few
get him,
weeks
Dono.
Off.
Go get him,
you,
Dono.
You gave me such a hard time. Oh, you don't breastfeed, Dono. What are you possibly going to do to help this baby? Like, why are you staying at home? And then you take like 6 weeks off, man. But welcome back. You're
get
my
him,
boy.
Dono.
Yeah, Dono. Oh, I'm You're my with boy, you, Dono. Crowder. Yeah. But the shoe was on the other foot. And yes, my son needed my connection and love early in his life. He needs to lay on daddy's chest as well, you know? Well,
J. Fig posts movie reviews. We assign her movies, and she watches them and posts a Searing Pain movie review. Searing Pain, Solana. Searing Pain.
Oh, Searing Pain. Absolute Searing Pain.
She posts her Searing Pain movie review on Instagram. It's J. Fig Radio on Instagram. And today, she's got a little video montage of Channing Crowder before she gets to the movie review. She paid tribute to Crowder. She's so excited that he's back today. So you can see it all. J. Fig Radio on Instagram. All right. How was your weekend, Figgy?
Good looking dude.
My weekend was very nice, and yours?
Yeah, it was good. How about you, Dono? You have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was good, man. Quiet weekend as usual. Not really much going on, so I don't know. All the days kind of feel the same, to be honest. Not a great weekend.
Dono, you do the Inter-Miami pregame show on the Inter-Miami app. They're 0-5.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating, man. I mean, they keep losing one-goal games. They keep, you know, the team is not that far off, but they make a couple crucial mistakes every game, and then they just can't score enough goals to make up for it. So 0-5, but, you know, it is what it is, man. Hopefully they get some wins here if the regular season comes back.
It's okay, Donald. Today, things change.
Figgy. things change today. Figgy, did you watch the game this morning? Did you wake up early at 9 a.m.? Because we know you don't wake up early.
No, I do not wake up early, so it's obvious I missed it.
You slept through the game.
Hell yes.
All right. So here are the movies we gave Figgy heading into the weekend. I gave her Arthur with Dudley Moore, not the remake with Russell Brand, the original Arthur with Dudley Moore and Liza Minnelli, because it was released on that day, Friday, when we were doing the show. Dono gave her Honey, I Blew Up the Kids, the sequel to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Solana gave her Roma, which no one had seen, and
including Solana.
I immediately discounted it when he gave it, and Dan Day was off on Friday. So out of those three movies, I'm guessing the only one you could possibly have watched was Arthur.
I wish I went with Donald's choice.
You didn't like Arthur?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, my God. It's a legendary movie.
It started off irritating. Irritating and irritating.
Really?
Yes, his laugh. What was he laughing at? What was so funny?
He's a drunk.
I know, but I didn't know.
He doesn't even have an appealing laugh. Huh. Interesting. I mean, he's one of the most famous drunks of all time, the character, Arthur, you know.
No.
Have you seen the original Crowder?
No, but the description starts as Arthur spends his time with booze and whores. I was like, hey, this is a great movie.
Yeah, he's a millionaire, and he's a fun-loving drunk.
That's literally the first, like, 5-10 minutes of the movie. Like, that you don't even see that afterwards.
Huh, interesting. So Figgy did not like Arthur. Legendary movie. So how many mozzarella sticks did you give it?
I gave it a 5.5 out of 10 mozzarella sticks.
Hmm. Has anyone on this show seen the original Arthur?
This is a boy movie, though, Hawk. As I'm reading through it, this is a man.
I mean, Liza Minnelli. She's female. Yeah, it's boring.
It was boring.
Boring. You said it was boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably haven't seen it since 1981 or 85.
I think you should go back
and
watch it.
Maybe it does not hold up. I don't know. So you never saw a Crowder?
No, never seen it.
And Solana, you never saw it?
No, I've never seen Arthur, no.
Dan Day, did you ever see Arthur?
Not only have I seen it, I've lived it, man. Come on.
What do you think of her review? 5.5 mozzarella sticks.
Solana, hit the button.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, searing pain!
Searing pain. I agree. What does your mom say, Solana?
Yeah, I'm getting a report right now from Deborah, and she's not happy with J-Fig.
Yeah. Didn't she say Friday when I gave it? Didn't your mom say that was one of her favorite movies?
Yeah, she loves Arthur. Yeah.
Huh. I want to see the text. Show me the receipts.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You've been called out, Solana.
Okay.
He calls me a liar.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, no, two no. Oscars, 9 nominations. Yeah, I don't know, J-Fig.
For the 80s. It is 2020.
Well, it couldn't win Oscars in the 2000s. It was released in 81.
Well, obviously, but it's 2020. That doesn't mean it holds up.
All right. Well, you're probably going to have a tough time with the movie that I assign you today. Here we go. On this day in 1988, the film Midnight Run, starring Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin, was released to theaters. When I tell you this is a top 20 all-time movie for me, I am not lying. Now, Crowder, have you seen Midnight Run?
Yes. Yeah, it is a good movie. You're right.
Great movie. Solana, have you ever seen it?
No, I didn't see Midnight Run, no. I saw Midnight Walk, though. Big fan of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I mean, that is so... Joke. He did that with Donna Summer once. You remember that joke you made where I said, have you ever heard of Donna Summer? He's like, I prefer Donna Winter.
What are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? So you want to stick with that joke, Solana? You haven't seen Midnight Run? You've seen Midnight Walk?
Yeah, nah, you're right. Let me throw it back to you. I'm more of a Midnight Stroll kind of guy.
Let me throw it back to you. I don't even know what that means. That was searing pain, Solana. Searing pain.
Press the button. Put the button.
No. No.
Wrong one.
No. Wrong button.
Searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
That was.
We know you've heard that in your life.
Young De Niro when he really cared about his career. Yeah.
Oh,
that
my
was
God.
Good.
Midnight Run is such a great movie. Serrano's got the discs. Dono, have you seen Midnight Run?
No, I haven't. But Midnight Walk was an 8.5 mozzarella stick movie.
Dan Day? I know, Dan. Tell me you've seen Midnight Run.
Yeah, I saw it back in the day when it first came out.
Classic, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a movie you can't stop watching.
Midnight Run, Robert De Niro, Charles Grodin, Figgy. Crowder, what are you going to give Figgy for tonight?
As I was watching a crazy amount of movies on a month off, staying up all night, I messed up because I was going with the Netflix originals, and they suck. I'll tell you that. I figured out why Netflix has originals, because they can't make it to a movie theater, because all of them have missing pieces to their movie. But I did go back and watch some classics, and I went and watched New Jack City again. And New Jack City has to be in my top 10. I have a dog named Nino Brown. He weighs 8 pounds. So Nino Brown's a big-time drug dealer, but I have a little labradoodle named Nino Brown. I don't know why. New Jack City, I'm telling you, J-Fig, great movie.
Nino Brown, legendary. What did I watch with Wesley Snipes this weekend? Oh, I was watching White Men Can't Jump. Ooh. Have you ever seen that, Figgy? Yeah.
No, I have not.
Oh,
what?
Great movie. Because I was trying to get my kid to watch it. My kid's never seen it. Oh. All right, Solana, what are you going to give J Fig for tonight in a very wordy and uncomfortable fashion?
J Fig, have you seen The Dark Knight or The Dark Knight Rises?
No, she's seen The Light Knight and
That's
The Light
true.
Knight
that
Falls.
Is true.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm Alex Solana. Come see me.
To answer your question, I have seen all of those movies.
The
I was praying as we were getting to Solana, I was praying he was going to say something that would have an opposite. I'm like, please, anything with an opposite.
It's the kind of humor you get on the sizzle, everybody.
Oh my God.
So you've seen The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. Okay, I guess I'm left with Mamma Mia. Have you seen Mamma Mia?
why would you be left with Mamma Mia? Like,
it's the only other movie.
It's like you go to a restaurant and it's like, do you have a porterhouse or a T-bone? And they're like, no, we don't have either. Well, I guess I'm left with Mostaccioli. Huh? Like, they don't even make sense together. Why would you be left with Mamma Mia?
Meryl Streep, Pierce Brosnan, Amanda Seyfried. I mean, the cast on Mamma Mia is unbelievable. We'll get to Mamma Mia 2 tomorrow if you watch.
No, Mamma Mia's got all the ABBA music. It's a great, great musical.
Yeah.
Have you seen
Mamma
that,
Mia.
Figgy? She's seen it.
Okay, well, what about Mamma Mia? Here we go again.
No. Wait, let me see. Which one was the one I watched?
Well, it's the sequel. Well, let me see which one it is. It's the sequel.
Wait,
what could it possibly
be? I saw one of them.
What could it possibly be?
Why would you watch the second one and not the first one?
It's just
not me. I am me. No lie, I think I saw the second one.
All right, go watch the first one. Dono, what are you going to give Fig for tonight?
So I'm going to give Jay Fig a campy 1985 murder mystery based on a board game. Have you ever seen Clue?
No.
Oh, I've got such a great radio bit and Twitter bit on that because I
really?
Hate on Clue. I always say it's one of the worst movies, and Kevin
so
Rogers
good.
Falls into my trap every time, and I've never seen it.
And
I love talking. Nah. I love talking about how I hate the movie Clue.
I just think
but
that movie is fun.
It?
No, it's fun.
Did you ever play the board game, Fig?
I'm sure at some time in my life I did.
Right? It's, you know, Mrs. Green in the library with the knife or, you know.
Colonel
they
Mustard.
Can't play, though. They
Colonel
never
Mustard.
Play those good games. Y'all are puppies. Y'all didn't play the good games.
That's
Y'all
true. They probably didn't play board games. You're right. Yeah.
No.
All right, Clue
right.
from Dono. Dan Day, what are you going to give Figgy for tonight?
Well, full disclosure, because that's what we do on this show. One time, Jay Boogie and I took a stripper on a date to see this movie, and she loved it.
To see Clue?
No, not Clue.
I love him.
Oh, all right.
She loved this movie, so I hope, Jay Fig, you like it. No comparisons, but the movie is called Hustle and Flow.
Oh.
I've never seen it. Oh. I've heard of it.
I say it's hard out here for a pimp.
Whoop that trick. Get it. Whoop that trick.
That falsetto.
It won an Academy Award. It won the Academy Award for best music.
That's 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
movie
that the
movie. They won the Academy Award for.
Yep.
And strippers love it.
So,
hey, Dan, I want to ask you.
Love this, it. Oh, my God.
Hey, Dan, would Jay Boogie be my son's godfather? Could you ask him for me?
Dude, I, you and Jay Boogie, yeah, for sure, man.
I picture Jay Boogie as being like the fixer in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
The wolf.
Yeah, the wolf.
The wolf.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right, Dan Day is giving you Hustle and Flow. Dono is giving you Clue. Solana gave you Mamma Mia, because it's all he was left with for some reason. Crowder gave you New Jack City, and I gave you Midnight Run. Are you ready to accept your challenge tonight, Figgy Fresh?
I am ready.
All right, Jen Figueroa. Well, there's nothing left for us to say other than we'll see you at the movies. How great was it to have Crowder back today? Let's chant for him.
Yes.
Crowder. 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 Crowder.
Crowder. Crowder. Crowder. Crowder. Crowder.
Appreciate it. Follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFigRadio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.